So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT-HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Write the script already for tomorrow's show. President Trump, the news is going to be patrolling the streets of D.C. tonight. What cop show or TV or film would this most be like? I'm trying to remember a president ever engaged in anything like that. We've seen the McDonald's. That was probably the best. The garbage truck was masterful if you read the campaign books. Could have backfired, though. Trump is having a little trouble getting into that garbage truck. You can't just walk up and jump in it, you know. Oh, yeah. You see Trump coming up upon these people. Oh, man. They'll be out there tonight, the protesters. But we got a lot of people interested. And I remember talking about this in the waning day. Well, first of all, the other big story today, we'll do more on it. Comer, just a moment ago, illustrating this. And I want to finish it. This Ian Sams guy, who I said I thought was somebody on the other side that you really could get into a back and forth. He was better than most of their people. He was the chief spokesperson. Then he was with Harris. He testified today. Yeah, I was chief. So I, you know, went on all the hundreds and the tweets and everything else, how sharp Biden was. And he admitted he didn't take the fifth. He admitted he only interacted with the president two times. Now, I'm looking, guys, if you happen to see any more break on that, when were the two times, that kind of thing, that he interacted with the president? I'm not sure. He's the chief spokesperson out there doing all this stuff. And Comer, Representative Comer, made another good point. This refutes all these other people. Even though they took the fifth, this was the guy that was the chief spokesperson. And he admits, well, you know, two times I saw him, that was it. I don't have the transcript, all the details on that. But I commend this guy, and it's kind of like I thought this guy was. He was better than the usual drivel they had there. And he, under oath, says two times. He didn't take the Fifth Amendment. I'm not sure why, what he was thinking about that. Does this tell us that all those that took the Fifth Amendment in this are going to have to answer now? They don't like this guy now. This scuttles a little bit of this. Also, toward the end of last hour, I was asking Henry and Kirk about these stories out there now that it's obvious. Downturn in consumption of alcohol, particularly among people under 40, let's say. Henry was full of theories here. He's trying to prevent this. And the kicker, Republicans down by 19%, Democrats only by 3%. Is it the MAHA? Look, parts of the MAHA movement, I'm not on board with. They're going after farmers, pesticides and all. You try, you know, if we have a farmer out there farming without some of that. They want to say that everything in the world is bad for you. I mean, we've had on one woman. I won't have her on again. Is the drinking part of this stuff? I haven't heard RFK Jr. say that. I'm going to have to go back and see if he's triggering some. What the heck is triggering Republicans to say you can't drink? Based on what? As a health reason, you heard some of Henry's theories.
I just thought of another.
Yeah, go ahead.
The echo chamber of social media. You got someone on TikTok saying,
right,
I gave up drinking, here's why, here's how my life's improved since then. And they run you through it.
And there's also the same people on social media on Twitter that will post if they get all out of hand. Case in point with that AG.
Yes.
Who was saying, I'm an AG. And
yeah, she kept on saying that weird phrase. I'm an AG. Do you know what an AG is? And the cop is thinking, oh, man, here's my moment. Hey, lady, that's it. It's over for you. The new form of saying, do you know who I am? I'm an AG. And the heckler, the sidekick there, she's an AG. And then she tried to say, you have to turn off your camera, the whole thing. Yeah, but why a Republican thing? Who is it that is getting into their minds? Usually this would be a Democrat thing. Henry, they have a lot of losses. They have to drink more. I don't see it. 19% down among Republicans.
Is it Occam's razor? Like,
yes.
Republicans are enjoying what's going on. Democrats aren't.
Right,
there you go.
Exactly. But. Well, you would think you'd celebrate a little bit more, right?
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Is it a particular drink? Look, hard liquor, we all know you're doing an ad. You got to really do that in moderation, you know? But I have to defend wine. I don't drink enough beer to defend it or however. My beer consumption would be minimal. But wine, yeah, put some wine in here, Greg. Let's get a wine bar.
There you go.
How in the world can you make a case that that's that detrimental? And I remember this guy, this Surgeon General, who was always suspect, going off with all the cancers and all. You got to be kidding me. I mean, there's enough stuff in the world. We got to be in moderation looking at it. So I would tell you this, with the MAHA stuff, I'm on board. But, you know, Kennedy's got some pretty strange dietary. The other night, talking about fermented vegetables and eating more meat. Doesn't make sense to me to eat more meat, not seeing it that way. But some of the stuff that he's eating, too, is he fueling this? Is it that, I mean, I get why Trump is anti-alcohol. He saw the brother die and all that stuff. But he really doesn't go on a temperance crusade about alcohol. Where's it coming from? Who is these influencers that are driving this? And Henry's had more theories here than in the last 6 months. It's like eight by my last count.
It's boggled me, too.
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting, too. I'll say it right here. Give us a break. You know, so now, suddenly, should we take the pints out of politics and just say, Scott Jennings is coming to town. That's our next one I have in November. I think Rich has a big one in October. Are we going to say, no pints? Are MAHA women going to be there protesting politics and pints? Yeah. I would put pints first. Pints, pints, and politics.
There you go.
There's something about this that's just creepy to me. It really is creepy. It's not scientific. It's not logical. And something's wrong with it. You just got to call it. Oh, my God. How much is Dom drinking here? Why is he? Who's paying him? Is it big wine that's
somewhere?
Is Mulligan's big Mulligan's is behind me.
His Twitter page is going to be blowing up later
on.
Yeah,
yeah. So Johnny down at Mulligan's. I know you're doing other stuff. Check in here, John. We need your pulse on, or you can let him next segment, Henry. And seeing more. Boy, when we were at Mulligan's the last time, we certainly didn't. And the Dom Giordano day. Wow. They were packing him in.
They were packing him in.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
Not, you're
right.
Not wrong.
You had the footage. Yeah. Alcohol was flowing. The Maha Mama's memory.
Maha be damned. That was...
I didn't shake hands with anybody. They didn't have holding a glass
right.
there. Yes. All right, let's go to Zenos. Now, Zenos, he's not going to be on his anti-alcohol craze. This guy's great common sense in Upper Darby, even though he has that cowboy stuff going on. Hey, Zenos, welcome in.
Good afternoon, Dom. It's good to talk to you again. I was trying to catch your show earlier, but I had errands to run. And you were talking about the Cracker Barrel thing. They
yes.
want to get rid of the old white dude leading
yes.
up against the barrel.
By the way, by the way, find it on Twitter. I can't say exactly what he says, but they have the guy, the old white dude with the Cracker Barrel, talking on Twitter about why they got rid of him. It's pretty funny.
Right. I'm going to have to check that out. My thing is with this company, right, before anything did, they start getting in trouble. I think they're self-woking. Is that a good word, self-woking?
Sure, absolutely.
Yes, and I think they want to do that, you know, before all the communists and liberals come out of the work saying, hey, look, here's an old white rebel and all this other crap, excuse my language. In other words, taking away good old
right.
symbols of America and traditions. You know, that's what they're after.
Okay, well, let's talk about one of those traditions, drinking. Why are Republicans, Zenos, drinking less?
To my opinion, I don't understand that either, Dom. I love beer and I love wine. And wine, that goes back even with your ancestry and mine. If you drink something with moderation, that's what the Greeks believed, the metron, pon, and artisan, everything by limit would not hurt you.
Yes.
Now, they might think that maybe, you know, trying to ruin that industry and that tradition of drinking beer, like the people with Budweiser made the biggest mistake of their life when they had that dude dressed
yeah.
as a chick,
yeah.
you know.
Well, let me ask you, Zenos, who's the,
sure.
in your estimation, I have one, who is the all-time top Greek? Was it the guy who founded the diner or was it Socrates?
I think it would be Socrates.
Yeah, I'd go with Socrates, too. Yeah,
Socrates, Plato, Alexander.
Yeah.
We have a whole gallery of philosophers,
yeah.
you know
yeah.
that, and our Roman brothers and sisters, too.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it would be Socrates, and not to take a wine. You know, Greeks are not known, like, too much for drinking, but they when there's a special occasion, they love their wine, believe me.
Yeah, exactly. So, Zenos, what's the thing you dread for the side question today?
The side question is listening to those liberals on Channel 12 when they're bumming for money. That gets me so irritated. And the other thing is when I see these politician left-wing liberals, I cannot stand watching them, Dom.
Thank you, Zenos. All right. Yeah, the begathon has got to be tough. On Channel 12, I think I was on that once. They had me there doing something. I'm trying to remember back.
So Zenos yeah. at one point probably yeah. watched that, saw you, and
yeah,
rolled
yeah,
his
right.
eyes.
Yeah, I was. I used to be on the you had to go to Wilmington to do it. And they said, well, this guy's not from Delaware. Well, you know, we kind of. Is it Delwarian or Delawarian? I say Delawarian,
yeah,
not Delwarian. Yes. All right, come on. I'd love to hear somebody, Henry's age range, Kirk's. Why is it 17% down with Republicans, only 3% down with Democrats, alcohol consumption? Got to do more research. This is a troubling, troubling thing here. All right. But first, it is time. Yes, the magic moment for a big prize today. TBA. No, I have the prize. It is time for
Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, we are playing today for a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. Visit metrodiner.com to place your order today. And that goes a long way, $50 at Metro Diner. You have a great time. Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom. So today we're talking about things you dread doing, but you just got to end up doing them anyway. And
right.
for a lot of people out there, I'd say that's going to work. Would you agree with
no,
that?
No, I wouldn't agree with
well,
that.
Well, you wouldn't agree with that. You're living the dream coming in here every day. But I'd say most Americans out there, you know,
right,
dread,
there you go.
Dread hearing the alarm in the morning,
oh,
you know, getting
God.
Ready, going to work.
All right.
This person I'm going to play, however, did not. This person has had over a 70-year career doing what they love. And what they love is not making music. However, I am going to play them singing a song today. This is them with the band Canned Heat.
Okay.
I want to know this very famous actor who's worked for over 70 years doing various things. I want to know this actor covering the song. A little note about this actor. They've been on the show before.
Oh, so, that's always a good thing.
All
right,
go back in your Rolodex a little
bit.
People.
How's it going to get Dan failed, so you're up, to get the great Eminem on the Dom Giordano show?
Haven't had a response yet, but okay, we're holding out hope.
Okay. All right, and so, remember, Mussolini's all-time Italian, his granddaughter. I have failed in getting her on. She's a politician in Italy. Ms. Mussolini, how you doing today?
Yeah, all right. So yes. Eminem the Mussolini. That's my next guest list.
Too, yeah.
All right, so give me this cover singer who has been a guest on the Dom Giordano program before. Yeah, Dom. Not many people on this program who have had a 70-year career.
Wow.
So just keep that in mind.
Is he a singer or an actor just covering
it? He's an actor, but he just happens to be singing this.
70 years.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, 855-839-1210. I don't even have a... I'm working on it. I'd love to hear from you. Why are Republicans giving up alcohol? And is that suddenly seen as a good thing? Alcoholics Anonymous, don't listen to this show. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, before we play the clue, just a little back and forth in the kitchen, Henry, and it seems like people subscribe to your theory. Weed is legal in a lot of places now. Maybe Republicans picking up on that. And they're doing that rather than drinking, and everybody agreed that's not as social as drinking.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Partially what it has to do with that is there's no, like, you know, weed spots. There's no weed bar.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I can
imagine. There's no social aspect to weed, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. At least not
yet. A back alley.
And like, it's either doing it in someone's backyard or in their basement or something.
Right,
or
and back somebody, alley. Somebody back texted alley. Me about BYOBs, which I'll get to in a moment, and I might change the side question tomorrow. I am such a proponent of bring your own bottles. Oh, when I see that tacked on a restaurant, that's it. Nothing else matters.
Neon sign in the window. You're like, oh.
Giant, bring your own bottle. Bring more of them, whatever you want. I'm already stocking up for this week. All right, let's hear the clue.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Come on now, people, let's get on the ball and work together.
All right, I hear it now. It's not as good as I thought at the beginning. Now I know who it is. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And he has been on my shows five or six times.
Yeah, recurring guest over the years.
Now, he's a guy you want to have a wine with. Notice I didn't say beer. Let's go to, and Joe of Exton will be coming up. We have to find out his favorite drink. I'm sure it's a liqueur or something. Mark in Wilmington. All right, Mark, who is singing?
William Shatner.
It is William Shatner, exactly on the money, an all-time top 10 radio guest. You know, I might give tomorrow in honor of that, Henry, if I can distill all of them, my top 10 radio guest ever.
Oh, wow. You're going to hurt some feelings.
Yeah, that I've had personal experience with. You know, my wannabe, of course, Larry Krasner, the Pope, the previous Pope, not Pope Leo. No attraction to me yet. I don't know about Joe Biden, but Dan left that list for you here, you know, of some of the ones that are still out there that he promised me. Randy Weingarten would be on the list.
Wow.
Because, oh, yeah, you're duking it out with her. It's big-time stuff. She doesn't talk over you. I had her on New York radio four or five times. It was nuts. Hope to get her on. Her book coming out on fascism. All right, so somebody on Twitter hasn't been sober. Yeah, maybe you should name it Politics and Pomegranates rather than Politics and Pints. We got to Politics and Weed. We need another name for that. Yeah. Everybody, we'll have Scott Jennings high on the stage.
Puff Politics.
Yeah, that's it. Puff Politics.
There you go.
All right, Greg, we can work that up. It's got to be legal in some place here in the area.
We're going over to Jersey for this one.
Yeah, we're going over to Jersey for that one. But it is Politics and Pints, and it's a great idea. 17% of Republicans not drinking in these surveys, 3% of Democrats. Is it just weed? They can use that. That's what they're going to do. And I mentioned the BYOB. Somebody texted me and said, well, the bars are not open. There's the BYOB factor that a bar went, you know, cutting down on the number of bars. I guess that's something. Yeah, but no greater invention than the BYOB. I dread it when they get their liquor license. Oh, God.
Well, what you're saying right now kind of also gives me another theory, is that going to a bar is too expensive.
Yes.
Same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Same way going to an Eagles game or a Phillies game, you got to pay $18 for a tall boy.
Yes. What would you spend on an average Friday or Saturday night, Henry, when you go out to a bar?
Well, it depends. I guess it depends on how loaded I'm getting. But, like, drinks usually, you know, at least $6 to $12, I want to say.
Right.
Depending on what you get, where you are.
And how many? Three, four?
I mean, I'm probably spending, and then I might buy a round for someone. You know, everyone buys a round or something. So I'm spending probably at least $100.
Oh, my God. Woo! This Greg Stocker, new money. This is like ice that's coming into the producer's lounge here.
I can't be going out as much as I used to, you know, because I don't have the money for that. I can't be spending $100 a night.
Yeah. There's not wrong with that. Same here.
All right. So one update to Matt Rooney, SaveJersey.com. The most recent poll from Rutgers, Eagleton. Oh, how nice of them. They're not fixing this one as much. Remember, they gave us a poll that Jack Cettarelli a while back was 20 points down to that juggernaut, Mikey Sherrill. They have him down 9 points now. I think it's closer than that, but that's progress. He's got a lot more name recognition. He's done a lot of good things politically. He says gravy, not sauce. I think that's going to carry him to the election win in the end. I don't know what Mikey Sherrill might say if she's asked that question. But down now 9 points in this poll that is skewed, is slanted, but even they have to admit there's a lot of traction here. I think the utility bills, it's an obvious thing. She said people will not have to pay them. She will freeze them as an emergency if elected. How's that going to work again? And she's blaming the people that run the grid in New Jersey for these high costs, wants to go nuclear and solar. Nah, you voted for everything that killed the whales, windmills, etc. Those utility bills are sticky things that people are not going to forget. All right, the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Hold on 1 second.
Take off the Bluetooth, that's the rule. What about politics and Pepsi, but with real cane sugar?
There you go. All right, Greg. I tasted that. It was okay, but it's still, you know, how are we drinking soda and saying, oh, this is much more helpful for you just because it's real cane sugar? It's still soda. Come on.
Yeah, but I gave up drinking soda, and I ended up losing 10 pounds because at least you can metabolize the glucose, but the high-fructose corn syrup is just empty calorie.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
But talking about the bars and everything and the drinking, I've noticed this. Drinking has been going down for years. You used to see more corner bars, but the real indicator is the number of diners and the number of diners that used to be open 24 hours. It used to be that the diners or the bars would close at 2 o'clock in the morning, and there'd be lines of people outside the diners waiting to get into the diner afterward. I'm not a drinker. I used to do the Rocky Horror Picture Show back in my high school days, and after the movie was over at 2 o'clock, we'd be hanging out, you know, in a line outside of a diner waiting to get in. People don't do that anymore. I don't know why. It's just a societal shift.
Yeah, true. I think the weed thing, too, is plain. But, Earl, why are the Republicans really going down versus the Democrats?
I really don't know. However, there is always the possibility, like Henry, it could be the weed. I mean, now that John Boehner has a weed farm, you know, maybe you Republicans are more willing to accept weed now as opposed to alcohol, because it used to be just the liberals and the libertarians, because that was always the thing that threw people off from the libertarians. It's like, yeah, we believe in freedom, and then the pot people kind of moved in. There was always a pot wing of the Republican Party with Bill Buckley, but that never really caught on.
I gotcha. What's your answer on the side today? Something you dread?
He didn't screen me for this, so I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes. I always dread having to wake up early in the morning to go to work, but what I dread even more is having to wake up early when I don't have to go to work.
All right. Interestingly played. That's the side today. Yeah, that's a very good answer. Coming off my experience, I'm taking a break tomorrow before Henry. I go for the real ID on Saturday because, you know, the driver's license picture and then the birth certificate today. I've been through. I'm at least the fifth circle. And thanks to, I think it was Chuck that sent it, Dante A., his last name begins with an A.
Allegheri.
The great Dante. I have to read that again, The Circles of Hell, and how he pushed. Where are the progressives on that? You know, the non-drinking, the eighth circle of hell. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us on the side question. Well, you know, for some people, going to, how's this for a segue, to the dentist. We had one woman that I got to go to Dr. Bentz, hadn't been to a dentist, still comes from Ocean City, 8.5 years, 8.5 years I met her. So when you have, in the bullpen, though, my friend, board-certified prostodontist and dentist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Bentz, then it's not something you dread. And I'm thrilled to give you the great news, making it even better. Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prostodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist that can use some backup on complex issues, Bentz Dental Group, that is your number one solutions provider. Now, I've been seeing Dr. Bentz, as you know, for about 10 years. Always happy with all the things he's done that really improved my oral health. A lot of it convincing me, showing me. The water pick, Dom. Come on. The electric toothbrush and other techniques. You'll get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted with Dr. Bentz. Call and schedule that appointment at 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or you can see all that I'm talking about. Go to BentzDentalGroup.com. BentzDentalGroup.com. 610-272-6949.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, Don Giordano Show. President Trump, the big story, is going to be on patrol in Washington tonight. Ride along or walk along. We're a little unclear on that. No Pope Mobile. If he goes to the train station, that would be difficult for the Secret Service and the National Guard. I mean, the seething mobs there, that would be a confrontation. All right, the drinking thing, though, what is up with that? We've been talking about these numbers down. What is driving it all of a sudden? I happen to see this because, you know, I love Scott Jennings and what he does. The other night, one of the commentators, Badi Asangor, was talking about the test, and we had on the head of the Oklahoma schools, Rising Star. If you come from a blue state, he has a test to determine you're not going to be indoctrinating in a red state like Oklahoma to be a teacher. And the questions that you're going to hear, the questions that she found on the test, we haven't seen, he didn't send me the whole test. These are all reasonable questions you would think to ask of someone who wants to be a teacher. So here's Badia reading three of the questions from this test that outrages progressives that you're even going to ask teachers this. What's the beef with these Here are the questions.
But let me read some of the questions we did get. One question deals with gender, asking teachers to select from a series of multiple choice answers which chromosome pairs determine biological sex. Another question asks why freedom of religion is important to America's identity. Other questions include asking for the first three words of the Constitution, naming the two chambers of the U.S. Congress, and identifying the number of U.S. senators. I mean, these are all great questions for a teacher to be able to... Shouldn't a teacher have to be able to answer? It could be that there's like, how much do you hate Donald Trump is like in there?
Okay, that won't be great, shouldn't they also be able to, I mean, wouldn't it be more important to know whether they know and understand the subjects that they're expected to be teaching? Isn't that more to the point?
I think it's so concerning that.
All right, they went on, so concerning that we would even look at. Those are legit questions. And Henry, I don't know your analysis on this, but I mean, there's some audio, but it's youtube.com/1210. I wanted to make sure I played this since Gavin Newsom is all over the place now on social media, or his minions are doing that. Today, they did a parody of Trump attacking Cracker Barrel, when most of America, I think, is going to ultimately agree with Trump. I don't know how woke of a play Cracker Barrel is, but it's a corporate play that misses the mark, and there's a backlash here that's unbelievable. Just taking away that classic logo is suspect. Gavin Newsom, though, this is cut six. Waters last night had this, and I remember it. I got to say, Newsom looks pretty good until he runs over a Chinese kid who's guarding him in China, and the kid's like 4 foot nothing if he's 4 foot. And Newsom can't just shoot over him. He's got to go behind his back to try to get around him. And when you do that, you get a little bit off balance in doing it, you know, particularly if you're Gavin Newsom. And he runs over the kid. He kind of grabs the kid. I called a charge on Newsom in this. Listen to this commentary. Newsom goes to China playing with a bunch of Chinese kids. And to get around this one little, what is he, 8 or 9 years of age?
Something like that.
He's got to go behind his back and make some moves that are going to result in him running over the kid. Here's how it looked and sounded.
Maybe Newsom should try the Pete Bobby challenge. 100 push-ups, 50 pull-ups in 10 minutes. Let's see what he's got. Because last time we looked, he was knocking down Chinese kids like bowling pins.
I got to work on my balance.
Shots. You got some shots in,
there's still a little fish down there.
See you guys.
Tell everyone I didn't miss a shot.
Tell everyone I didn't miss a shot. You know, they're going behind the back on an 8-year-old. I'd want to score on him, too. It could be embarrassing.
He was getting double-teamed there. They brought the double, and he panicked. He had to get out of there somehow, so he went behind the back. And then
he forgot. You know, you got to go slow here with 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
You can't be making a move behind your back, dribbling. But he did it pretty effectively, I got to say.
He does look like he can play a little bit.
Yeah, he does. So
better than any
you know,
politics.
Let's take the challenge from Josh Shapiro, and let's put it out there to Gavin Newsom.
Ooh.
Yes, and it'll be a two-part challenge. Basketball and hair. I have to get the hair pumped up here. His hair in person did look pretty impressive. And you know me, when he's standing there, when we're in the spin room at Newsom, I'd say he's 6'3". And I did not see any dandruff on a blue suit. I was looking for that to see if there was any possible dandruff there to ask about. No. Yeah. He in person, he looks impressive. Now, Josh Shapiro, if he debates him, that's going to be a problem, is probably 5'6.5", I'd say.
Well, they shouldn't even have a debate at this point. They should just play one-on-one.
There
shouldn't be a Democratic primary debate for president next time. It should just be one-on-one, Josh Shapiro versus Gavin Newsom.
I would make Newsom
first to 11,
at least in a game of 25, 30, 50, whatever they're going to play, I make him at least a double-digit favorite. At least. He'll kill him.
All right. In a game of 21, what do you set in the line? How much of a favorite? How many points?
Eight to nine. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
dang.
But just his size, and he's pretty fluid. And Josh Shapiro is just going to be jacking up jump shots. He doesn't drive to the basket. He's
Shapiro
just a jump
shot. Way downtown.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Josh Shapiro's son, if you put him in there, it's a different story.
Now we're getting a family aspect. Right.
Yeah, particularly if SEPTA is on strike, the son's going to be angry, or somebody says capital punishment, there could be trouble. Yeah. But I was impressed. That's a pretty good move. He must have played, Henry, to think. But you can't do that with 8-year-old Chinese kids. gone behind your back at full speed.
Not your politician.
That was a blatant foul.
No, that's right. That's a blatant charge. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. Now, this guy I'd bring out on the hair match as my backup. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Did Gavin's beef tallow that he gobs in his hair allow him to slip off the screen?
If you haven't seen it up close, Joe, it is good hair. I don't see any dandruff, I got to say.
Yeah, but it doesn't move. It doesn't move. It's like,
yeah.
God, it's like a straightened out Brillo pad.
I agree. I like a little hair motion myself. I agree with you.
You want goodwill with the Chinese? You're going to beat up 8-year-olds? Come on.
Right. Gee, over time. At high speed, behind the back. But there's a bunch of them. You know, there's like 6 of them. You could really hurt a kid here. Yeah.
Well, that's the Machiavellian in him. He's got to win at all costs.
Yeah,
come on.
Tell him I'm really? A good shooter. Yeah, the Chinese are now saying he's a good shooter. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I could shoot over an eight-year-old too these days. My knees don't work anymore.
Yeah. What do you have today, Joe?
I got a question for Henry. Yeah. He says he only goes out and spends $12 to $15 a night, and he goes to a Philly game and he spends $36 on 2 beers.
Well, I think he said spent $100.
Yeah, you're misunderstood. I'm spending $12 to $15 per drink.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. All right. I stand corrected, and I apologize. My side answer, Dom, and it's current. It just came up, but I can't stand it for the last 2 months. I forgot to bring my bill to Mulligan's.
Yes.
I had to print it up, but it's a travesty. It went. From May till currently, it went from $500 a month to $810 a month. And I can't stand paying it now.
Absolutely. Well, Mikey's going to put an emergency freeze on, Joe. You won't have to.
Well, wait a minute. I heard they're giving the Pelosi crumbs of $100 now to make us happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Thank you, Joe. All right. Lightning round next. And Joe of Exton in line here. I don't know about his answer here, though, but 855-839-1210. You got to jump in. Something you dread. I've been through the DMV, having a picture taken when Greg Stocker says you're on the air, and almost the security guy marching toward me. Henry, what would you do? Would you stay on the air? What are they going to do to you?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I didn't have my license yet, though.
The show goes on.
Yeah, but I need that license. Now, if it were the real ID, I wouldn't fool with those questions. Greg, you're going to have to be on hold. I don't want to fool with these real ID people. They reject you for anything. Talk show hosts, reject it. All right, lightning round next. Hit us with that thing that you dread on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, great one today. Something you dread. Dan's was walking the dog in the rain. Mine was the edging. Kirk, what was yours again?
I forgot now. Sorry.
Henry, what was yours?
Shoveling a snowy sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, particularly if it's on the corner.
Oh, I dread going out into the supermarket shopping.
Oh, that's right. No shopping for you. All right. Joe and Exton, this should be good. Hey, Joe, good afternoon. What are your thoughts on what's your drink of choice, Joe?
Dom. My favorite drink, there are two. Italian dark wine and Greek ouzo.
Ooh. Ouzo. Zeno's in there. We got to be drinking ouzo. We need some ouzo at the next Politics and Pints. All right, Joe, what's your side today?
Now, Don, this morning you were correct. In Dante's Divine Comedy, there are 9 levels to the Inferno. And Alighieri is spelled Alighieri. For my side answer, in grade school, in 8th grade, for the marking period, I always dreaded receiving a C on my report card. But happily, the nun always assigned me A's and B's for character analysis.
Thank you, Joe. My God, Uzo and the nuns all in one call. How does he do it? You know, there are parody accounts now on Twitter for Joe.
It was only a matter of time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Frank in South Philly. Hey, Frank, what's your side today?
Hey, Dom, you know what my side is? I hate to turn around and pay all the taxes taxpayers paying the flights all illegal immigrants flying back to their country and giving them $1,000. I'm seeing rats at nighttime doing that.
Hey, and Frank, thank you for the hospitality. Roe and I showed up at the wrong day on Sunday when your annual thing of all the food you provide and the wine, which is great. And you were like, what the heck are these two doing here? But you brought us into the lab. It's fabulous what you're doing there, Frank.
The canteen, Dad. Give the right information to Dan. He missed out. You missed out on a barrel of wine that was on the side. I guess you missed that. You didn't see that.
No,
the barrel
I
of wine
did
was
not.
On the side of it.
But it's great food, Frank. Hey, we appreciate it. Go ahead.
Hey, Dom. In the Liquor Control Board, the lawmakers passed laws that it just makes ridiculous to turn around and own a bar today. That's number one. Number two, the young generation, they go in and have one beer, and they go outside and smoke a pot or whatever they smoke in today's world. And they made it so difficult. Now I'm going to tell you what the main reason why a lot of people close up the bars of today is because in the 80s, an old-timer told me once the casinos open up in the East Coast and all over the country now, they don't go into bars and restaurants to drink. They go to the casinos, so this way all the action is over there in the casino.
All right. Thank you, Frank, very much. Point. Sorry to have to cut that time here. One more, Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. You know, Dom, once a year, we all have to get our cars inspected. And if you're like me, a guy who knows nothing about them, you're at the mercy of the mechanic. And you know, Dom, in Pennsylvania, you used to have your car, you had to have your car inspected 2 times a year.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that. In some states, you don't have to have it inspected at all. Like Florida, you could drive around with no brakes and no headlights. And it's good.
All right, let's go to Florida.
But Dom, when you get your car inspected, like you're shaking when the mechanic gives you the bill.
Let's go to Florida. No brakes, no headlights. Well, that sounds like downtown Philadelphia. Kirk, who did you like?
Going with Drew.
Go with Drew. Was a heck of a call at the end.
Go with Drew.
I don't want to have recency bias. It was a heck of a call, though. But what do you say, Henry?
Yeah, great call by Drew there. Definitely a contender. Yeah. Gary in Newtown, another great call. Don't like cleaning the garage or the basement, whatever it might be. But I felt the best answer today was the Earl of Tacony. Waking up early when I don't have to work. Nothing worse. Nothing worse. Whether it's by accident, you got to do something. Nothing worse.
Those were all good. I got to go, though, with Drew. Not because it was recent. I got to go with that one. The Florida comment. All right, put him into the hat. Tomorrow we decide for a $50 gift card. You'll have that at the end of the show. Tomorrow, great guest and everything else. I see Rich puttering around out here. He's ready to go. For 4 big hours, follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. And you know, tomorrow we'll have to talk about President Trump and tonight's foray into the streets of Washington. Oh, my God. What could he say? What will they be saying? I could see the Secret Service. Not easy. All right. Rich is next. Enjoy 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.